The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A public meeting has taken place in Tipperary over issues at a local cemetery. Some councillors have described headstones as monstrosities. Residents living in the Cashel area came together last night to try to find a solution to what they say is disrespectful activity in St Cormac's graveyard. Our reporter Josh Crosby was there and he's with me now. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat.
What's the issue here?
So this meeting was organised by the local Fianna Fáil Cumann and it was held, I suppose, due to a number of issues arriving at St Cormac's graveyard. This is just off the M8. Many motorists will be familiar with the service station there at that junction. A number of concerns now have been raised at Tipperary Council meetings. People say they don't feel safe visiting the graveyard because of a rise in antisocial behaviour. Then there are issues with access and parking. But a contentious issue in Cashel right now is over some of the graves and headstones that have been installed there. Now, councillors say they are exceeding the restricted heights that are in place in the bylaws. So I said, look, I'll take a walk through the graveyard itself yesterday to take a look for myself. And look, it's fair to say, Pat, that some of the headstones are large. There are different types of emblems, symbols, various different altar style structures with columns, statues, and some people feel they are intrusive. So I went along to the public meeting last night. It was well attended. The resource centre that it was in was full and it got quite heated at times, it has to be said. And one of the reasons for this is that the local traveller community living in the area feel they are being unfairly treated and discriminated against. We'll hear all perspectives now in a minute, but first let's take a listen to some of the people I met with after the meeting. I wanted to find out why they came along.
I don't know. I just thought to myself about putting up higher headstones again. They're not bad enough as they are.
So this idea of putting in a separate section for higher headstones, you wouldn't agree with?
I don't think so. And are they meant to be just for the travelling community then?
So there has been some bad carry-on up there, and this meeting was largely, I imagine, called to try and rectify that. Very representative crowd here. The travelling community was well represented. They were quite vocal, and rightly so.
And how do you feel coming away from it? Do you feel like you've been given answers? Or?
I pity the councillors. They come up against the stone wall with bureaucracy. How councillors have to contend with the council officials. Like, they seem to have all the power.
I had one complaint up in the cemetery for the last, I don't know how many years. The pedestrian gates can't be closed. If I made one complaint about them, I made 100 and they're still broke. That's how the dogs get in. There has been a lot of trouble in the cemetery, and as I said, I'm going up that length of time and they never had to be locked before.
Well, one of the main reasons I came along was to find out who these faceless people called the council are, because in our graveyard they're after putting up two new signs about the laws of the graveyard. We had one of them up at the back of the graveyard for the last 4 years and there's nobody adhering to them.
So how do you feel coming away from this note this evening?
I'm no wiser.
Some Cashel residents who are frustrated at the lack of enforcement of the bylaws at the local graveyard. Now, Josh, did you speak to anyone who has a loved one who's buried in that graveyard?
I did, Pat. So, as I mentioned, people from the traveller community were at this public meeting as well, and their loved ones are buried in this cemetery. So, obviously, there's a lot of sensitivity around this. Now, these issues have been highlighted in Tipperary in recent months, and some of the travellers in attendance felt that their loved ones' graves were being identified as breaking the restrictions when they say they have not. So they asked if one of the local councillors would stand up in front of the crowd and apologise. So he did, and he said he made a mistake. A mother then said if she wants to put ornaments on her child's grave, it's her business. One of the women said this type of pride in the graves was part of their culture, and then there was a call for calm by the organisers. I met with Jimmy Delaney, who's lived in Cashel all of his life, and says he has many loved ones buried in the cemetery.
All belong to me, came from Cashel. My great-grandfather originated from the Rock of Cashel. I have a grandmother buried in the graveyard. She was McCarthy. She could have been brought to the Rock to be buried if we wanted it. But no, we buried her in the local graveyard, so we did. Our headstones is more or less, they represent what they were. If they're into horses, into music, we could put a horse figure, dog figure, a music figure on the grave just to notify what they represented in their life. And for this to happen, to come up with it, to me, it's a pinpoint towards the travelling community. I am after having, I won't mention no names, a fella in there measuring them graves. Now, some of them, yes, have a statue under a foot on top of it. But it's like if you get a wall in a house, you get a 5 foot, you might put a set of lamps on top of it. I have a father buried in there, a sister, and I have a baby buried 12 months ago. So, now, I am after going down there numerous times looking at mine, looking at others. And the thing with the carving, I counted more local people. Now, look, local people, settled people, that's friends of mine from town, they put the carving around because they felt the need of it. To me, this is all bit of jealousy going on somewhere along the line.
And how do you feel then when you've loved ones inside there and you hear elected representatives describe headstones as monstrous and a meeting being held?
It is the height of disrespect. Let the dead rest. It is the height of disrespect for me for who we buried in there. We don't go pinpointing anything got to do with anyone else's grave or anything down there. It's very disrespectful. That's from my point of it. Let the dead rest.
What's the solution to all this?
The solution to it, give the travellers a side to their own graveyard themselves, let them put up their big headstones. Because after someone put up them headstones, no one is going to let them be took down.
Is that not separation then? And maybe all travellers wouldn't agree with that, that that'd be a type of separation.
And maybe they wouldn't, or maybe they would, but look, they're still in Carmarthen Cemetery at the end of the day.
Jimmy Delaney from Cashel in Tipperary giving his view on what would resolve the dispute over the issues at St. Cormac Cemetery. Now, I believe there is a section of the graveyard where high headstones are actually permitted, Josh.
Yes, Pat, so this is new. As you walk to the back of the cemetery, there's a section that still has some space left, and there's a sign stating what new rules would apply on the right, so which is described as a large burial plot section. So headstones will be permitted to be 6'1", whereas in the other sections there's a sign stating headstones should not exceed 4'1". Now, what is being envisaged by some is that travellers will bury their loved ones on one side and non-travellers will go on the other side. Now, views on this are understandably divided among travellers. We heard from Jimmy, he would like this idea. We'll hear from another traveller shortly who's totally against this taking off. But first, I met with independent councillor Liam Brown at the cemetery. Now, Councillor Brown put forward a motion that has been passed that is looking to prioritise grave plots to those within a 20-mile radius of Cashel town. As Councillor Brown says, people who don't live in the area are being buried there, and this is impacting the availability at this cemetery and others.
As we're walking along here, Josh, you're seeing as we go through what I would regard the older part of the graveyard, the headstones are relatively small. But as we walk up along here, I mean, look there on both left and right, you see the headstones are starting to get bigger. And, you know, and they seem to be getting bigger as we walk back along the graveyard.
But what harm are these headstones? I suppose, like, why does it bother people what another family might do with the plot?
Personally, I don't see any harm to myself, but the reality is that we have bylaws in the graveyard which state that they should be less than 4'11" high or 6 foot high with a Celtic cross. And, you know, there's a perception within people who use the graveyard that, you know, we're not adhering to the bylaws. We're allowing some people to, you know, take no notice of them whatsoever while other people want to take notice of them. You know, so there's a feeling that that's the sort of thing that's feeding into all the general issues in the graveyard. Plus, as well as that, they dwarf other graves beside them. I mean, there are people who don't have as big a headstone or don't have as big a grave, and they just feel that they're being dwarfed.
And look, so obviously there are bylaws, there are restrictions, there are guidelines in place. How is it being allowed to continue?
We've had numerous discussions with the council. They've come back to us with excuses. You know, they've come back to us with saying, like, you know, it's an emotive issue about taking down a headstone, that, you know, we don't want to interfere with anybody else's grave, which I absolutely and fully understand. But the reality is there's no point having a bylaw if you're not going to police the bylaw, or if you're going to pretend that the bylaws don't exist. In some cases, Josh, we've had monumental sculptures coming in here at night time, after being put out of the graveyard, coming back in at night time, finishing off headstones.
But if you change things now, are we not going to be in a situation where people might say, oh sure, that grave is there, they were allowed that height, why can't we do the same next door?
I think personally we need to have a discussion about removing some of the headstones or lowering some of the headstones that are there, and I know that's certainly a contentious thing to say.
Cashel councillor Liam Brown. By the way, you saw the headstones. This new area where 6'1" is the permitted height. There are many far higher than 6'1", aren't there?
They are, yeah. There are ones there now that are
like
over
temple-like constructions and horses and all the rest. And they're huge. Mm. Okay, now what is the end result of what happened last night?
Well, as I said, there were a number of issues being raised at the meeting. It was not just the size and design of headstones, but that certainly was the most heated point. People are concerned about antisocial behaviour in the graveyard. One man said he saw two young guys spitting at old women. One man described the drinking at night turning into a disco. Others say they cannot access their loved ones' graves over the restricted access. There were calls for functioning CCTV cameras. But a former TD was there and he told the meeting that guards are not receiving an increase in reported incidents. So everyone was urged to report what happens. I did contact the council and the local priest, but I'm yet to get a response on their views. Now, I must say, at the very end, what was quite moving was a young traveller girl. She was only a child. She told the crowd, Pat, that it's hard for travellers to have a voice when a community is already against them. Now, I'm not saying for one minute that this community is at all, but that's what this young girl felt, and that's what she had to say. Many of the travellers spoke up and appealed for action to be taken on those who are breaking bylaws. They wanted to know how a contractor could come in during the night and install a grave. So there were many points there throughout the evening where people supported each other Minister on the arguments they were making. I met with project coordinator with the Tipperary Rural Traveller Project, Mags Casey, at the meeting, and I started off by asking Mags about the importance of the whole burial process for travellers and the detail that goes into their final resting place.
For the traveller community, they want to honour and respect their dead and show them how much they love them. And there's a gathering of people that comes together.
Well, in recent years, then, there's a lot of pride put into the actual grave and headstone itself.
Yes, there are an awful lot of pride put into the headstone itself because that's the last thing that they can do for their loved one.
Some people are saying now that bylaws and guidelines aren't being adhered to and going above certain heights. So what do you say to that?
Look, there's 40,000 and travellers in Ireland. Some break the bylaws, but the majority stay within the bylaws. It has a negative effect on the majority of travellers.
So as someone who's representing travellers here locally, you'd be asking for everyone to try and...
Yeah, of course I would be asking. Play by the... I'd be asking travellers to stay by the guidelines, and it's up to the local authorities to implement the bylaws. So
why did you come along to this meeting now this evening yourself?
There's a level of, you know, ramping the hatred against travellers and settled people, and I think that's injustice in itself.
And travellers are feeling that? They're feeling discriminated by this?
Travellers are feeling an awful lot of hurt at the moment. We're talking about young children crying because they're breaking up relationships between young kids now in school with their settled peers. I think, like, we can come together. I think as two communities, we should come together, have dialogue and talk about both sides.
How would you feel about a separated graveyard?
I totally disagree with that in terms of segregation. There's enough segregation when we're alive.
But some travellers want that then as well. So
I suppose, yeah, some travellers, I can't speak for every traveller, but I suppose the majority of travellers, you know, want to have some bit of dignity and right to be buried and buried with respect and dignity like the settled person does and should be.
Mags Casey, the coordinator of the Tipperary Rural Traveller Project, ending that report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.